Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The drug scandal in baseball is growing. You thought it was over. Bud Selig thought it was over. It's not. The DEA has arrested 10 people and charged them with dealing steroids to athletes in Florida and the Dominican Republic over a five-year span. The lead man arrested, Biogenesis owner Tony Bosch. He's indicted, has been arrested, and has now pled guilty and will cooperate. He's facing 3 years in prison. Also arrested, Yuri Sukart, a trainer in the Dominican and the cousin of Alex Rodriguez. Also, Juan Nunez, who was a runner for a player agent, Sam Levinson, and the pitching coach of the University of Miami Hurricanes baseball program. And now the New York Times this morning is reporting a second wave of indictments may be forthcoming, involving 14 of the players, including Alex Rodriguez, have already been disciplined. They want to squeeze them for more information to go get other distributors. MLB owners, meanwhile, are going to meet next week in Baltimore and will vote on a commissioner to succeed Bud Selig. The finalist, Rob Manfred, who's been in the baseball commissioner's office for the past 12 years, is Selig's right-hand man. Tim Brosnan, a vice president of marketing, has been in baseball 23 years. And a surprise name that just surfaced, Tom Werner, the owner of the Red Sox, former owner of the San Diego Padres. Evidently, Jerry Reinsdorf and Artie Moreno of the White Sox and the Angels are the ones who are leading the push to get Tom Werner named baseball commissioner. On the field, Padres lost to the Minnesota Twins last night 3-1. Kenneth Vargas crashed a three-run home run off Jesse Hahn, breaking up a pitcher's duel. Phillip Hughes struck out 9 for the Twins. Padres Twins today, and there's concern. Odey Despaigne, the Cuban rookie pitcher of the Padres, has had 2 horrible outings in a row. He's on the mound in that game. Padres are expected to name A.J. Preller of the Texas Rangers as their new general manager. They've been negotiating for the last 48 hours. And A.J. Hinch, who is the interim general manager who executed the 3 trades of Houston Street, Chase Headley, and Chris D'Onofrio, resigned from the position effective immediately yesterday. Dodgers seesaw victory over the Angels last night, 5-4. Andre Ethier, 9th inning ground out, drives home the winning run. Albert Pujols had an RBI double and a home run for the Halos in that game. Game 3 of that series now shifts to Anaheim tonight. Matt Shoemaker against Dan Heron. Elsewhere, the Pirates are in big trouble. Star slugger Andrew McCutchen went to a doctor for a second opinion. He's got a fractured rib. He could be out 4 to 6 weeks. That badly damages the Pirates' playoff hopes. Red Sox, beset by injuries and a terrible season, have lost Shane Victorino, undergoes surgery on his back, gone for the rest of the year. In addition, newly acquired outfielder Alan Craig goes on the disabled list with an ankle. Brewers pennant race hopes take a blow. Frontline starter Matt Garza goes on the DL with an oblique injury. He could be gone 2 to 4 weeks. Washington DL's pitcher Taylor Jordan, he's got elbow problems. Torrey Hunter of the Tigers, and they're in the midst of a big pennant run, gets hit on the hand with a pitch last night. He may have a broken hand. Yankees woes continue. Pitcher David Phelps goes on the DL. That means the Yankees have now lost 4 of their top 5 starters this season with injuries. Meanwhile, Dan Uggla, veteran second baseman, walked out on the San Francisco Giants. They asked him to go to AAA Fresno. He said absolutely not. Cleveland, in a surprise, has released outspoken outfielder Niger Morgan. And the Detroit Tigers, continuing to stockpile relievers, have signed former Oakland A's and Orioles reliever Jim Johnson to a contract. NFL football, Chargers go through their final walkthrough practice today. They open the preseason schedule tomorrow with the Dallas Cowboys, but injuries are starting to mount over at the Fortress. Cornerback Brandon Flowers misses his 5th workout in a row, spent the entire day with ice on a knee that was injured last year in Kansas City. In addition, rookie guard Chris Watt, maybe the best first-year player in preseason camp, goes down with either a neck or a shoulder stinger injury yesterday. And Corey Legit leaves practice again. He's got more problems with a strained foot. San Francisco may have a good football team, but it's not a good preseason camp. Jim Harbaugh had only 69 healthy players on the field for practice yesterday. Tampa Bay has bought out the contract of veteran Pro Bowl guard Carl Nix. They're going to pay him $3.3 million. He never recovered from a staph infection. New Orleans owner Tom Benson taken to a hospital in West Virginia. More breathing problems. It's the 3rd time he's become ill since May. In Dallas, Josh Brent, the controversial nose tackle who spent 8 months in prison on a drunk driving manslaughter charge after he killed a teammate while driving drunk. Brent is going to meet with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tomorrow. He is seeking reinstatement. The NFL reportedly is going to fine him and maybe even suspend him for half the season. In basketball, you think you've heard it all. You haven't heard this one. Donald Sterling, his girlfriend Viv Stiviano, the one who released the audio tape of Sterling making racial slurs that led to lawsuits and Sterling having to sell the team. Stiviano is now dropping hints on her Twitter accounts that Donald Sterling fathered a baby girl with her and now she wants payment. Isn't it interesting that all this happens after Sterling gets the $2 billion sale of the Clippers? Meanwhile, Phoenix Suns guard PJ Tucker sentenced to only 3 days in jail for an acute drunk driving case. He was arrested last month. His blood alcohol count was .222. All he got was 3 days in jail. San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, who's won all those NBA championships, doing something different, has announced the hiring of Becky Hammon as an assistant coach. She's a former WNBA star. She becomes the first female assistant coach in the history of basketball. Cleveland Cavaliers meeting with Dallas Mavericks free agent forward Sean Marion. And a stunning story in college basketball. Doug Wojcik, pretty successful college coach, college at Charleston, fired from his job last night. Ongoing investigation into tactics abusive towards his players. NHL hockey, very scary story. Philadelphia, Kimmo Timonen, star defenseman, hospitalized in Finland. Severe blood clots. His career is in jeopardy. PGA has canceled press conferences for Tiger Woods scheduled for today and tomorrow at the PGA Championships. Likely he will not play because of that back injury. And Bernie Ecclestone, the controversial owner of Formula One, has paid a $100 million fine for an out-of-court settlement to settle a bribe case in Germany. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.